Our topic for today is it better to buy or build a house? Let's start with to build your own house. Ito yung first aspect natin, is the cost and budget. So, if ikaw daw ay mag-build na in sariling dream house, the budget should be ready when starting a project. So, syempre kailangan, parang ito yung parang kailangan meron ka na talagang enough fund. Kasi you never know kapag nagsistart ka na, if you still need more or less money. So, it's better na meron kang funds na talaga na naka-ready. Para lang talaga doon. So, kasi kung wala, syempre, matitigil yung project, diba? So, hindi siya maganda. Syempre, hindi siya matatapos. And then, at the same time, patatenga yung project nyo. So, syempre, hindi ayaw natin ng gano'n. So, dapat, yung isa ko nga, yung mga previous online, yung sa mga nakakasunod, diba? Sabi nga, do it in one shot. So, dapat, from start, tatapusin mo talaga project. Hindi yung, inaubusan na ako, dapat ano tayo, well-informed, well-budgeted. So, yun yung building your own dream house. So, next naman is, get an architect to design your end plan and hire a contractor in building your dream house. So, syempre in building your dream house, kailangan may mga professionals ka. So, you will hire them. The architects, the engineers, the contractors. And also, you need to have a budget ready. So, dyan pa lang. Ayan. Check na ba tayo? So, ito parang checklist natin. So, iti-check nyo kung saan kayo mas marami. Kung dito ba sa building your dream house, your own dream house, or dun sa buying your dream house. Pero, don't you worry dun sa cost and budget. Dahil, ating number two is financing options. So, meron namang financing options. So, eto nga, dapat ready ka. Meron ka pa rin syempre dapat cash kasi nga marami pa rin items na hindi naman natin maipapasok sa financing. Diba? So, yan na yung mga gamit sa loob, mga bibili mo talaga na out of your pocket na talaga. So, pagka naman building your own house, financing options are syempre, bank loans, pag-ibig, SSS loans. In securing the loans, you need, syempre, yung plans and blueprints signed by architect and yung mga loaning companies to approve your loaning application. So, ito naman yung, so, meron pa, may chance ka pa rin to loan the total contract price of the project. But still, before you can have it on a loan, you still need the plans, the blueprints, everything na nasa requirements ni loaning companies. So, yeah. Pero, need pa rin na meron ka pa rin syempre cash on hand on top of the loan. At saka kasi, diba, ang loan, hindi nila nire-release yan nang bigla. Unless lang, I'm not sure kung baka bank. Pero alam ko, halos lahat sila ganun. Parang progress. Progress rin yung pag-release nila. Alam ko. So, kaya kailangan talaga meron ka pa rin cash on hand. Kahit pa paano. Parang revolving fund. While starting your project. Ngayon, mapapaisip na kayo. Diba? How are you going to build your dream house if we're going to cash it with your savings or you will have it on a loan basis. Ang sinasuggest ko rin sometimes dito, kasi I also use these loans, yung pag-ibig loan niya. Aming bahay ngayon is nakapag-ibig loan. Although you have the money to build it, suggestion ko lang naman, you can still have it on a loan payment. Parang ano lang siya, installment. Ginawan mo lang siya ng installment. So, ako mahilig din ako sa mga ganyan, mga installment. Diba? So, parang, ano yan eh, ang laki ding ginhawa pag naka-install mo siya. Lalo na kung 20 years to be 30 years to be, di ba? If approved ka pa for that length of time, yung mga bata, kayo yung ibang mga bata, pwedeng-pwede ba yan, di ba? Kasi nga, chine-check, alam ko sa pag-ibig, chine-check nila kayo. Siyempre, how old are you, di ba? So, pagka medyo may edad na, may, hindi na ganun, hindi na pwede yung long term na ganun. Kaya, I suggest, di ba, kasi grab that opportunity or the privilege, di ba, since sa government naman yan. And if you have, ano naman, yung mga requirements nila, mga COE, mga ganyan, kung kukit ka naman, yung mga ganyan, para siyempre magkaroon tayo ng ating benefits. Okay, so next is, to build your house, you need also, ito yung ating pinapaulit-ulit, na need, architectural design, yan. Ito yung, you need your plans. So, advantage of building your own house is that you can customize your design according to your needs and interests such as rooms, floors, toilets, and so on. So, here, yun ang advantage naman kapag ikaw na ikaw talaga yung mag-build, diba? Instead of buying. Kasi syempre, customize natin talaga yung house mo. So, parang talagang walang katulad yung floor plan mo from other houses, di ba? Kasi malalagyan natin. For example, may client kami ngayon. Gusto niya may bathtub. Di ba? Ayan. So, kung magbabay ka lang ng house na merong bathtub, medyo mahirap, di ba? Usually, wala eh. Usually, mga binibenta nga, wala. Walang mga bathtub, ganyan, walang mga ganon. So, pero here in building, syempre, pwede natin ilagay yan. Pwede iaalat talaga natin ang space yan. So, yun din. Meron current client namin. Gusto rin nila meron maid's room. Meron kung ano pa yung gusto mong design. Kung gusto mo yung design mo is naka-A-frame. So, talaga medyo unique design. Pwede talaga natin. So, yan naman din yung advantages. And also, kung gano'ng kalaki talaga. For example naman sa toilet, usually kasi ngayon, uso na talaga, meron ding urinal. Hindi lang siya closet or toilet. Is kailangan meron na rin urinal. Lalo na kung syempre kung boys sa family, dun sa titira, diba? So, maganda rin meron urinal. Pero usually, mga common pagka pumili ka lang, wala talaga nun, diba? So, ikaw talaga yung magpapalagay. Pero pag tayo nag-build, pwede rin natin siya. So, next aspect naman, advantages ng building your new home is space requirements. You get what you want as long as it meets your budget. Siyempre, kung gano'ng kalaki yung gusto mo, diba siyempre, pagka lumalaki na tayo, it comes with a cost, diba? So, lalaki rin yung ating cost. So, hanggat you have the budget and maayos natin yung build materials and all, masusunod talaga yung gusto mo na space requirements. So, ito, for example na lang, yung car park, garage, diba? Unang-una namin tinatanong yan, ilan po ba yung gusto mo yung car park? Diba? Yung iba, isa lang. Yung iba, pang yung ibang dalawa yung sasakyan. So, two car park. So, we get to plan that. So, para dalawang sasakyan, eh, mayroon naman syempre yung habong, di ba? So, mayroon siya, hindi yung, kasi pangit din yung walang parking, di ba, ang mga sasakyan. So, isa siya sa, yan, advantages din, space requirements. So, next is, location and proximity. You get to choose where you want to build your house, but some owner always depends on the development that is available to the place, such as yung school, market, government offices, commercial center, and then, yan, okay. So, you get to choose, syempre yung land, diba? Yung palang pagpili ng land, strategically, bibili ka na kung saan yung pet mo, diba? So, malapit yung mga schools, yan, gusto mo. For example, gusto mo mag-aral yung mga anak mo sa Ayala, yun, ganyan, sa mga ganyan. So, then, syempre, hanap ka ng community na malapit doon. Diba? Na gano'n din siya. For example, dito sa ating sa Kawit, diba? inaayos na rin nila yung Evo City. Diba? Evo City isa, Ayala. Para siyang, ang sabi nga nila dyan is parang BGC, gano'n. So, nila siyang isang economic community na talagang kompleto. So, diba? So, if you like it there, diba? Hanap ka ng property within that city. Yun ang pwede-pwede rin siya sa building your own house. So, yan yung isa din na advantages. And the next aspect is, ito na natatawa ko dito, stress level. Kasali talaga ito, no? Natatawa ko dito. So, syempre, in building your own house, you need an architect to assist you along the way of the project, from the requirements, planning, materials, to finishes, to lessen your stress. House goals, yan, sabi nga, house goals with less stress. Yeah, so, yeah, so ito yung sasabi natin na pwede naman kayo mag-DIY. Mag-DIY. So, kaso nga, yun, yung stress, dyan. Kasama. So, syempre, hindi madali mag-build na yung house from ground up. Marami tayong dyan kinoconsider. And marami rin tayong professionals na need. Yung architects, engineers, electrical, plumber, structural engineer. So, marami tayong skilled workers din na need para talaga mag-build ng maganda at stress-free. So, yun yung if you can handle the stress of building your own house, why not, diba? And you also have the budget, and you also have the land, na meron ka ng inaay na land, or you already purchased the land, better to build your own house. And also, next is the time and availability. So, usually for a 100 square meter house, it takes 3 to 6 months to finish, but it still depends on the budget availability. If the process of construction is pace by pace, it will prolong the project completion. So, yun lang ang kakaibahan. Siyempre, pagka nag-build ka, it takes time. Wala pa nga dito yung planning stage. Kasi for the planning stage, ay a lot also, 30 to 60 days. Kasi, syempre, sometimes, hindi pa lang kukuha ng plan ng isang buwan lang sa isang design. We will do multiple reviews hanggat sa ma-approve ng client. And then, after na ma-approve siya, so, magpapacheck pa tayo sa municipio, sa subdivision, diba? So, kaya, medyo mas matagal, syempre, mas matagal ang build kapag mag-build tayo. Check ka rin dito, diba? Yung long time na yan is doesn't bother you, and hindi, meron ka pa namang titirhan or other house na pwede ka doon muna mag-occupy, di ba? Habang binibuild yung dream house mo. So, and also, if yung pace by pace nga, ito nga yung sasabi natin, pace by pace sa construction, if not enough talaga yung budget, and pero gusto mo na talaga siya masimulan, it will prolong the project completion. So, syempre, tatagal siya talaga. And then, also, the last aspect to consider is reselling value. So, kapag built yung house mo, it can be possibly higher than the construction value or the market value because the location rises in time if you want to sell it. For example, nga yun, yung dito nga sa Kawit, di ba? Yung mga nearby dito, hindi naman natin alam na magkakaroon dyan yung Evo City, yung Ayala community, di ba? So, yung mga nearby is, tataas din ang presyo kasi within the Ayala village or Evo City, di ba? Syempre, ang mahal ng mga property dyan. So, yung nearby, magmamahal na rin. So, kung meron kang build na house na talagang hindi mo na siya need or kailangan mo mag-migrate, and in the future, you think na para makash mo na rin yung bahay na yun, is i-resell mo siya, pwede mo pang mas mataas pa yung resale value mo. So, yun naman yung kagandahan din sa, you build your own house. So, yun yung 8th aspect in building your dream home if you are considering buying or building. Okay? So, next naman, balik punta tayo sa buying your new house. So, buying a new house. So, first is yung cost and budget. Pagka buying a new house, sometimes initial down payment lang ang need nila. Ayan, diba? Tapos meron din mga payment options na rent-own. So, I can say na it's much cheaper. Diba? Kasi yung kanina kasi dapat meron kang cash on hand na talaga. The budget should be ready. Diba? Hindi pwedeng kulang, hindi pwedeng ito lang eh, hindi, kailangan full, ready ang budget mo. Pero in buying a new house, kahit na you just have the initial down payment, sometimes, kung nakikita ako sa mga brochures, initial down payment only 5,000, ganyan, tuwa ganyan. So, sobrang, diba, sobrang mura, and kaya-kaya mo siyang i-down, diba? And also, kung nag-rent ka rin naman, galing kasi rent, kaya-kaya mo rin i-rent siya, i-rent to own. Diba? Kasi kung sanay ka rin naman ng monthly ka rin magbabayad. So, why not doon na din sa rent to own? So, I think buying a new house is much cheaper than building. So, ito na yun, ito yung aspect one. So, dito naman, if you do not have that enough money pa, diba, to build your own, edi, doon tayo sa buy yung house. For example, lang sa amin, yung asawa ko, yung tinitira namin is, hindi namin siya binili, yung first house talaga. Kasi nag-starting kami at for renting. So, from renting, and then now, nag-kabili kami na house. So, yung nabili namin is naka-mortgage pa sa pag-ibig. So, dito kami. Kasi nga, syempre, we don't have, still, that at that time, year 2018, we still don't have the enough cash to talagang build na. Although you really want it, diba? Pero if hindi pa naman talaga kaya, edi start from, ano ka, huwag mo naman siya biglain, kung hindi man talaga kaya, diba? Kasi, baka at the end, sa hudulo, sabi mo, ay, hindi pala kaya. O, sayang lang yung pera na pinagpala nila. Hindi talaga ng taas. And hindi rin magigilahan. So, yun naman ang goal talaga natin dito. Bakit ko matinahan? Para ma-utilize yung talaga. So, yun. So, next is, and also, buying a new house, you can also have it in a financing option. Ito nga. So, you can also have it in bank loan, pag-ibig loan, and other loan companies. And it's easier to buy newly constructed properties. Diba ang dami niyang tinatay yung mga properties? So, ang dali-dali natin sila. Sabi ko sa inyo, initial down payment, ito lang, parang, ano ata yun, parang naka-ano ka na. Pag nag-buy ka ng ganun, parang naka-pencil booking, ganun. Yun yung alam ko sa mga so, event, diba? Naka-pencil booking ka na. So, parang, na-secure mo na yung slot na yun. Mga rayo unit na yun. Lot 1 and lot So, and it is not non-refundable. And also, you can have it on loan. So, pwede mo pa rin siya installment. Diba? Parang yan, installment for 20 years, 30 years, 15 years, 5 years, or what. So, buying a house. And also, next aspect is architectural design. So, dito naman, dito na siya yung mga what you see is what you get. Limit options for renovating, especially if your house is located within a well-controlled subdivision. So, ito pala, nagbabanggit ako ng ano. For example, yung Lancaster, yan. So, dito kasi sa county yan. So, doon sa subdivision na yan, kasi well, ano yun, controlled subdivision. So, maraming bawal. Parang ganun. Ano rin, sa Antel, yan, sa Park Place. So, sa mga subdivision na yun, mga ganyan. Siyempre, pag nakabili ka na house and lot, yun. Nakabili ka na house and lot, yun. Well, ano siya, bawal yun. May mga guidance siya. So, at saka, what you see is what you get. Yun nga, for example lang talaga is Lancaster. Best Lancaster. So, kung ano yung makita mong house, yan. And also, take note pala, iba yung, kasi ito minsan ang pinakikita kasi ng mga agents, yung model house lang. Pero pagdating to sa pinakamismong unit, is iba na. So, yun yung mahirap pagka-buying naman. Yung mga mahirap sa buying. Kasi, ano eh, pinapakita sa yung model house. Ah, ang ganda, ang ganda. Ganyan, pero pagdating sa yung pinaka-unit na, ayun, ang dami lang sa blind. Kaso, wala ka nang magagawa. Kasi nga, what you see is what you get. Yan. So, yun ang difference ng buying. Diba? And also, ang dami rin restrictions. So, parang ano nga sabi nga nila, binili ko na yan, binili ko na yan. Pero, bakit, ano, ayaw nilang, hindi, wala ka pang complete freedom to do what you want. Kasi nga, restricted siya. So, kagaling, for example, yung fence mo, dapat hanggang dito lang. Yung extension mo, hindi pwedeng agad-sagad, mga ganyan. So, yung mga restrictions. And also, next is yung space requirements. So, yung sa space requirements, syempre, sabi nga, what you see is what you get. And also, limited yung space and room options. Kasi nga, para siyang parang mga maliliit kasi siya na lote. Mga townhouse, yan. Yan, mga townhouse din. Talagang, inano lang nila. Inoccupy kung ano talaga lang yung possible na rooms. So, minaximize, yan. Minaximize talaga. And then, baka kasi, syempre nga, naliliitan ka, yan. Naman yung maliliit. Hindi ka siya yung gusto ng bedroom. Queen size or king size, or mga ganyan. Mailagay yung bathtub mo, yan, yung mga ganyan. So, may mga ganyan kang ano. So, limited eh. Limited lang siya. And possible, yung interior renovation, if you really need it. So, magpapa-renovate ka talaga. If talagang hindi mo siya magusto kayo. So, ma-fulfill mo. For example, itong house namin na nabili, kasi nga parang ano siya, bare unit. So, walang tiles, walang paint sa loob. Wala siyang paint, pero hindi ko siya tagayong finish. So, nagpa-extend din kami ng kitchen, yeah, kasi nga parang lumaki. Nagpa-extend sa may, kagaya din ito, itong office ko ngayon, in-extend lang siya, ganyan. So, yung mga ganyan. So, not necessarily pa rin na hindi ka gagastos for the sa building or ano. Kasi kailangan mo pa rin siyang gawa. So, magpa-renovate, magpa-construct, magpa-tiles, magpa-finish, ganyan. So, meron pa rin construction. Pero, yun nga lang, mga interior, ano na lang siya. Tiles, fencing, mga ganyan. So, hindi na siya yung talagang buong from ground up. Kaya naman yung mga difference. Okay. And also, yan, yung proximity and location and proximity of buying a new house. If you are planning to purchase a house in a well-established developer, usually it is located in a well-developed area for marketing factors to sell the house. Yeah. Usually, yan, placed siya sa mga accessible sa work, ganyan, sa mga, which is okay rin naman, pero depende nga rin sa gusto mo. Kung baka gusto mo yung medyo farmland, farmhouse, mga. So, baka may, minsan mahirapan ka na mahanap ng buying ng house na gano'n. Unless na lang nga yun nga yung talagang individual houses na siya. Parang pre-owned na talaga siya. Kaso pag gano'n, mahal din siya. Mahal din siya. So we're talking about here yung mga, ano na to, yung mga initial down payment, mga newly constructed properties. So, yun siya. Unless nga to build your dream house, your own dream house, you get to choose yung location. So, next is, yeah, meron din yung stress level. Yeah, nakatawa ko din sa research namin. Yeah. So, sa stress level, yeah, buying is not stressful as building your house. All you need to do is check the quality of the house that you purchase. Advantages is when buying a house, the developer is the one who will fix the imperfections before handing it. Yeah. So, pagka yun nga, build nyo naman, meron naman siyang parang punch list in turnover. Meron naman siyang. Pero yun nga, you need to still to make sure na talagang maayos. Kaso, meron akong mga nightmare stories pa rin. Hindi na. Inaayos pero quick fix lang. Pero after a while, set na sila naman. And ending up, papagawa mo pa rin siya talaga on your own expense. Siyempre, nag-buy ka nga yun. Medyo parang mabilisan. So, pwede mo na rin siya. Sometimes kasi kahit bare unit naman yan, at least may habong pa rin, di ba? Matitirahan pa rin. Kung talagang nagpamadali na, need na ng matutulog, di ba? Kahit per unit yan, pwede pa rin natin siya. Tirahan basta may door, di ba? May roof, di ba? Yan. So, yung mga basic needs naman is. So, also, next natin is yung timeline and availability. So, upon turnover, you can already stay to the house. Or the ready for occupancy. But then, after build mo, buy ka ng house. So, ito naman, sometimes yun nga, titingin mo rin kasi sometimes matagal pa yung parang turnover nila. Kasi parang isi-sell nila na pre-selling yun. So, pre-selling yun nila ng, from this year, pero ang turnover is mga 3 years from now pa, mga ganyan, 5 years from now, mga ganyan. So, iti-check mo din yun. Kasi nga, kaya mo mag-antay. Pero meron naman din, nakatayo na rin eh, di ba? Meron na rin mga tapos na rin. And ready for occupancy siya. Meron din ganun. Kaya check mo din kung ano yung okay sa'yo. And then, you're back. Next, and the last aspect is yung reselling value. Yun nga, if circumstances comes that you can't finish the payment, transfer it under the installment plan that you choose. Price of the house depends on you. So, ito naman, sa akin, hindi mo siya ma-sell kasi taas yung customized na house. Kasi ano siya, di ba? Townhouse. So, parang may ready house na siya and then ibibenta na. Or yun nga, kagaya yung sa amin, yung house namin, buy namin siya as pasalo. Kasi hindi siya na tapos ng owner sa pag-ibig. So, kami na yung nagtuloy. And then, right now nga kanina, galing kami sa RD, Registry of Deeds, para ma-transfer sa amin yung title. Pero under pa rin siya ng pag-ibig. Tinuloy lang lang. Pero kami na yung mag-ibig. Yun lang talaga yung difference. So, with that, I think, hopefully, medyo parang na-enlighten kayo kung asang aspect na kayong pag-build niya in your house. And ma-check niyo kung asan ka ba dito, depending on what stage you are. And from there, you can have a very sound decision, you and your family, kung ano talaga yung pathway to choose. If is it to buy or to build your own house. So that's it. If you still have questions, just comment it down and then let me know also if ano yung napili mo. Interesting din if ano yung parang poll, parang ganun, I'll have a poll na in the future nito. Promote lang natin. I'm having a live every Tuesday, 8 PM. Send my community and join my Tipid Bring Home FB group. And also, ito nga sabi ko, I will be having my season ender on August 30 for the season 1. But don't you worry, after we'll have a season break, and then while we're having a season break, we prepare na namin mas juicier ang season 2. So you can download your free ebook, Tipid Dream Home Construction Tips ebook. Yan, ito ating link. Nasa ano naman yan, nasa ating mga captions. And also, if you want to discuss more of your dream house, yan, whether you are going to buy or build it, yan, so book a 15-minute architecture consultation today. So you can book it on the link, and you can see my calendar, and if it matches also on your availability. Just book a call, a 15-minute call, and then direct mapupunta sa akin, makikita ko yun, and then we'll have a Zoom meeting. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video, and as always, I appreciate you guys. Have a great day, and hope to see you again on my next. Bye!
Dreaming of building your ideal house? Wanting to start a business? Turn the dream into reality and start building your house and business. XJG Architecture will help you from planning and design, permit and processing, carpentry and painting, electrical and plumbing, exterior and interior finishes, general construction, masonry and metalworks. At XJG Architecture, we will help you intelligently design and plan your space. We deliver efficiently and effectively.
You are planning to construct your dream house, but don't know where to start, the requirements needed for a building permit, the rules and regulations of the NBCP, and you want to save time and money. XJG Architecture will help you with all of that. With architects adept at solving problems, knows the law, can help you save money and make your life easier. Turn your dreams into reality and book a consultation today.